Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. It is yours truly, Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I have my left and right hand with me, Easton Birmingham.
Good afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this.
And Jessica Walter.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's so strange when we have a guest because I feel like it is all about the guest, and I love that part. But then I feel like my podcast notes that I make in our little shared note file, they all go like unattended. And then I feel like we haven't done the podcast in so long because I'm used to just bumping gums with you guys.
Yeah.
Right? Because we had Bryn, then we had a regular episode, and then we had Tyler Cameron.
Yeah. I don't mean to start this podcast off too strong, but I'm seeing a lot of comments about you and Tyler Cameron. And like, the chemistry is there, Lala. What do you think about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have a date coming?
Oh, no, we don't have a date coming. I don't live in Jupiter.
Can you tell us what you thought about him, though? Like, you saw him. You didn't know a lot about him, right? Like,
I knew nothing about him.
And then you saw him.
I've just seen so many podcasters, you guys, just freaking kill it with episodes like Bethany Frankel and our friend Howie Mandel, and they kill it knowing nothing about the guest. So that's what I do. Now I'm just like, there's a guest. I'm going to make this so epic by knowing nothing about them.
So what were your first, what were your impressions?
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe that he was 30.
I know. He's so mature.
That's, well, if anyone
Easton's
doesn't, I'm
older.
30. Yeah,
wait,
I'm older than him.
Are you 30?
Yeah, I turned
31.
I turned 31 in February.
Wow. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because I couldn't believe that he was the same age as my brother.
No, it took a hit on me, too. I was like, oh, boy.
What was it?
Grow up. Well, I don't know. He was a man. And I look up and then look at me. You know? I was like, fuck. I thought he was like 40.
Welcome
but
to
no,
my life,
30
Easton.
Years and got his shit together. And I'm over here.
Yes. No, welcome. I'm walking next to Lala and people are like, child, go find your mom. Lala's like.
She's the child.
No, I'm definitely a child.
The driver did say, is that your
mom? Yeah.
No, he was confused. Because he didn't say, is that your mom? I said, bye, mom. Thank you. And he goes, that's your mom? Like, he didn't know I was joking.
Oh. I didn't clock that. For anyone wondering,
this?
Lala's driver came and picked her up. And I said, you have precious cargo. Take good care of her. And then Lala said, bye, mom. And then he was like, all I heard was, is that your mom? And I was like, damn.
So we did the gallery shoot for Vanderpump. And gallery is basically like the photos that they'll show whenever we do Watch What Happens Live, any sort of promo. They ensured me that the editing would be different this year, that no one was going to lose an eyebrow. I was like, thank God, please just like clean my skin up a bit.
Did they fuck you up last year?
Actually, I felt okay about mine. I definitely looked old. Mm. But I do. I look old when you cake makeup on me. And then if you like over edit, then I can look real old. It's weird because there's no in between. I don't wear makeup and people think I'm a teen mom. Or you put makeup on me and people think I'm 45. You know, but I've been injected. It's kind of like Kylie Jenner. Mm. Kylie Jenner looks like she's 57.
A really hot 57.
Hot take.
By the way, stunning as it gets. Like, she's gorgeous. But she does not look 25,
no.
Right? She looks grown. But she's going to be one of those people. It's kind of like our dad. My dad always looked like very old.
And then,
but then he just
old.
Never. But then he was he old was, and it, like looked the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he 40 looking 60, and then he was just or 40 looking 50, and then from 50 to 60, he was just
he's just like never changed. Like that will be Kylie Jenner. That was not a slam on Kylie Jenner. Oh my God! But I'm just saying, like when you've been injected, sometimes when you overdo the makeup, you can look very old. So they ensured me that that would not happen this year. What was the point of this? Oh, the driver. The driver, we call him. And Jessica hangs up and she's like, your driver sounds hot. I was like, he sounds so freaking hot. And if he's not, I'm going to be so upset about this. We walk out. He gets out of the car. The moment Jessica shuts the door and sends me on my way, I go, so you got a girlfriend?
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me
first
this.
First question right off the bat. You got a girlfriend?
What'd he say?
He said no. And then I was praying. Of course, the first thing that I say when I arrive at the space, I'm like, y'all, my driver was hitting different. And then Katie got him on the way home. And she goes, hey, I have your driver. What do you want me to do? I was like, I can give you my number. So she does. Gets his. He sends me a message. And I have yet to respond. In fact, I need to write myself a note. Respond.
To driver.
Lala,
to hot driver.
Tell me any
of
this.
Do we have a hot,
hot
driver name or is it just hot
I'm
driver?
I'm not going to tell y'all his name.
We can't not even a him. First?
Andrew.
Ooh. Yes. Andrew. So old Andy.
Cute. Oh,
maybe he plays with toys in his room.
He's standing here.
Oh, that's good. I was like, what do you mean?
You fucking weirdo.
Speaking of hot men, so all in all, what'd you think about Tyler? Would you ever date him?
Tyler was so hot.
Okay.
And I kind of am like Brynn. I like flirt with dudes who I see nothing happening with and then dudes that I kind of like
get butterflies
I retreat
and that's like, how you were feeling with Tyler.
I felt like I was kind of flirting with Tyler. I was talking about having his babies.
Oh no, you guys were
moving
so
to
cute.
Jupiter.
There was chemistry.
Was there?
Yeah,
I did but not get that.
I think you and Tyler and I think Brynn and Tyler either. I would root for either of you guys.
I'm shipping Brynn and Tyler over Lala and Tyler.
Do you know who I'm shipping? Because it's 2023. Brynn, Lala, and Tyler.
Oh. Fuck you. Yeah, right. Could
three.
You imagine? Tyler couldn't handle that.
Tyler couldn't.
That's a whole lot of woman with me and Brynn. So a lot has gone down since last week. Things that we haven't been able to talk about because we had our guest. I took Ocean to the Rise Festival.
So great.
And how was it? I didn't get to go. Well, I could have gone. I didn't go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Your ticket went unused.
I chose not to go.
You chose not to go. You're always most welcome. But it was absolutely incredible. If you have not been to the Rise Festival, I don't know where exactly they do them or if it's just in Vegas. I'm pretty sure they have them other places in the United States. Basically, what it is you go to kind of the middle of nowhere and it's just dirt. You feel like you're walking on the moon and you take a lantern, you write on it whatever you want it to say. And then there's these like tiki torches that you and your group get together and there's very spiritual music playing. You get the thing lit. And then when they say ready, go, everyone lets them go at the same time. It is absolutely incredible. It was my first time, so my first lantern almost took someone out and lit their head on fire. I was chasing after it. It's actually a technique. You have to really be careful.
So how do you do it?
Light it. Brock showed me. You light the underneath, right? And then you hold it. So when they say 3 minutes, that's when you should really start lighting it. Because you have to get it super, super hot in order to float.
Because it's like a hot air balloon, right?
It's like a hot air balloon, exactly.
Okay.
So, and people are going to judge me for this. By the way, if you're listening to this, just remember that on Fridays, the video of the podcast drops on YouTube. So make sure you go and subscribe and follow and watch it. That drops at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, and I know y'all are going to judge me, but you better not.
It's so great.
When Ocean started talking, I knew that I had to be extremely careful with cussing. Okay? I am very aware of where my child is in the room when I'm getting heated, okay? It doesn't matter, though, because even if she is upstairs playing with her toys, if she is on the couch watching The Grinch and you see her laser focused, she's still listening to what you're saying, okay? And here's how I know.
Multitasker.
So my mom writes beautiful things on her lantern. She writes Easton's name, my dad's name, sweet quotes, things that she wants in her life, in the world, for her family. And she sends it up, and I have Ocean on my hip, and I see my mom getting emotional, so I walk over. And she starts sobbing, my mom. She's so upset. Not upset. She thought it was beautiful, this whole experience, and she's telling me that. And my daughter says to her, "Shut the fuck up." Not once, but five times, repeatedly. "Shut the fuck up." I was laughing, mortified, a little ashamed.
Was Lisa laughing?
Oh, Lisa was dying. And I don't want to correct it because obviously with children, if you make a big deal about it, they like that. They want to say it even more. So I just pretended that we did not hear her and I just looked at my mom and we...
She just keeps repeating it.
And we just ignored her. We just ignored her. She has not said it since. It's been about a week and a half.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, yes, it's funny, but like...
Shut the fuck up. Because your mom's getting all emotional and like, what a beautiful
sobbing
moment.
Sobbing.
Like, in the most precious... The reason why you go to the festival in that moment...
Yeah.
And your grandchild says, "Shut the fuck up."
You're 2.5-year-old.
That's the best. That is the best.
It was really amazing. It was great. That happened. She had the best time with Summer Moon. I definitely will go back next year. I want it to be, and I would like you to go, Easton. I'd like you to go as well.
I would love to. It looked stunning. I didn't realize how beautiful it was. I didn't realize what it was. It was like from Tangled.
Yes.
We're entangled. It was pretty.
Yeah, people keep saying it's like Entangled, and I'm like, yes, exactly. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What's Entangled?
Have you guys ever seen
Tangled?
The movie?
Not Entangled, like an entanglement, like Will Smith and Jada. Not like that.
2016?
This is just Tangled.
Tangled, the Disney movie.
Okay.
Don't even get me started on that. Before we jump into that, by the way.
I feel like the movie and them kind of came out at the same time, right? Fell apart, they came out. Tangled. Entanglement. Look at that.
Entanglement.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
I can't wait to talk about that.
So we do this new thing, you guys. We do game night, but instead of like the regular Rummy Cube or Monopoly, we're addicted to the Switch, right? And we've
Switch
gotten
out,
Lisa addicted to the Switch. Now, Lisa is horrible at fucking video
sucks.
Games. All right?
We gave her a handicap, and Lauren will never again.
Let's talk about it, because I'm pissed.
Okay.
I'm freaking pissed.
Let's hear it.
We play Mario Party, the new one, all right? We've played every board with Lisa now. She's the worst player. The
She's not
worst.
Good, but
She's
we
horrific,
enjoy her.
Okay? And the whole point of the game is to get stars.
Sure.
Easton's fantastic. But I'm always a close second, right?
I will say usually you always get first. I'm gifted stars at the end.
Okay, let's talk about it. I always get first, right? In the game. Cut to, you're at the end of the game, all right? And we decide to give out bonus stars to the point that I come in last every single time. And I am livid.
She ain't hit the bonuses.
No, we played... And when I tell you I could have cried, I was so freaking over it. This is the sixth time that I have come in last when I'm in first place. What, you said it was the fourth time?
No, I'm saying you came in fourth.
I come in fourth, okay, when I win the game because of these fucking bonus stars. I told them, no more.
Can you give us a quick background of what is a bonus star? I've never heard of this.
Oh, the one who tried the hardest. The one who really stuck in there.
So
it's a participation trophy.
It's a participation.
And Lisa usually gets them all, so Lisa goes from fourth to first. Didn't she win two of them?
She won two of them.
She's never played the game, so that should tell you something.
She sucks. And can I tell you, she rubs it in.
Yeah, she'll do shit like this.
And she'll be like, well, you lost, so just get over it. And I'm like, but I didn't. That's like watching a football game, and the team wins, but then they're like, but hold on, because there's bonus points. And then they're like, so the team that lost actually wins. No. That sounds so. I took it off. I took it off. I said, "We're done. We're done with bonus stars.
We haven't played yet with." Oh, but we played without bonus stars, but we gave Lisa a handicap.
Is Lisa okay?
And I still came in fourth because you guys decided to give her a star from the beginning. So then she still beat me again.
Lisa sounds kind of good at this game with all the time she's coming in first.
It's bullshit.
It kind of knows who's the shitty player and kind of helps him out, you know? It kind of understands.
Good for her for winning. As someone who's probably bad at that game as well, I'm down with the bonus stars. But obviously.
Jessica.
Participation trophies.
Shut the fuck up.
Keep going. Where's Ocean when we need her?
Right. Now I know where she got it from.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on. Let's move on from the Switch.
She's heated. She's sweating now.
She's heated.
Are we playing tonight?
We could play tonight. You guys, tonight is the last show.
Tonight's the last live show.
The last live show.
Whoop, whoop.
And it went amazing.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So we had Stassi last night. When this airs, Stassi was our guest. And I'm not going to tell anyone who the guests are for tonight because it's tonight and you guys are going to be hearing this morning.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time, and the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Let's move on to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Can we wrap our minds around this? Someone please, I mean, this guy literally bitch slapped someone and y'all have actually really been not together since 2016. Was that during the, what's his name, August Alsina?
When did that happen,
the entanglement?
I'm probably like 2016. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
We can Google that. But This is classic case.
Wait, why?
Because it's the man, what I think. It's they haven't been together. I don't know if Will's been trying to prove himself or not necessarily win her back. I don't know what, but like, I think Will seems like the type of man who's like, no matter what, no matter if we're not together, I got you. Like, you're my whatever, soulmate, you're my girl, Doesn't matter if he has other girlfriends. Like, you're it, Jada. Okay. And I think this is the classic, like, look, we're not even together, and I'm still stomping up and smacking someone for you. I think it's classic. I've seen it.
2015 for August Alsina.
Okay, so right probably before this could have triggered
the 16. Mm-hmm. But I think that she just is still in love with Tupac.
Oh, that would make sense.
I feel like she never got over Tupac, in my opinion. And like Will Smith is trying to like be that Tupac for her. But like, I think she lost her true love in Tupac.
Aww.
But that's
that
just me.
That is devastating.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they were dating at the time.
They were?
I could be very wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were dating.
Let's check that.
At the time he passed?
By the way, Jada's catching a lot of freaking heat right now.
Why?
Like, she's on the cover of People. She put this in her book, which obviously, like, I'm not mad about it because you got to sell copies, and this is one way to sell copies. She said that Chris Rock asked her out, and that triggered Will to kind of, like, lose his mind. But a lot of people are like, girl, shut up. Make this woman go away. I don't know.
It was in the 80s when they were talking, Jada and Tupac.
Okay, well, I think he died in the 90s. I think I was, like, 2 or 3 when he passed away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that
could have been still talking.
You know, I totally get that. There's always the one love that you feel like, that's why I asked Tyler about it. I'm like, right off the bat, if you asked me, like, do you think of one person where it's like the one that got away, like if timing could have been different? And I could think of mine just like that, where like I would drop the world in 2 seconds to like make that happen again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you who, but
do I know who?
Probably.
Right. I know I do.
I know there's two that I would be thinking of.
Do you have someone like that?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, because you're with them still.
Yeah.
Like, you got lucky. Yeah. You got lucky.
Okay. Even like my first boy, like I have so much respect for my first real boyfriend, but like, oh God. Oh, that was mean. He's great. But
no, you found yours and the timing was perfect and everything was great. You know, you got really lucky.
Do you, either of you think, because you say, well, you found yours, that one day you would find yours and then the feeling you have for these people would go away and you'd be like, oh, that actually wasn't. You're just feeling that way towards these people now because maybe they're the best relationship you've ever had.
But it wasn't great. The relationship wasn't great.
It was just it's the person.
Yeah.
It was just the person.
Okay.
And it was like timing. Like, I knew you weren't like a bad dude. It was just like the timing was so off. So maybe Jada did feel that way. Maybe it was like she has like the one that got away and she tried to have someone fill that void in her life and she ended up having beautiful kids with him. But she is catching mad heat.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Clickbait is what people are saying.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I don't want to comment on it because I don't know. Because I know how I was looked at. You know, and I'm like, these people know nothing. They know nothing. Here I am being vulnerable and sharing my story, and y'all want to say that, like, it's clickbait. So I don't know enough about it to, like, really give a shit, but I also know that this is kind of old news. How do we feel about Travis and his girlfriend, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
Travis and his
Travis and his girlfriend. You mean Taylor and her boyfriend?
He's now labeled. Wait. Huh. Is he from Ohio?
That's a good... I have no idea where
I saw that he took over...
I watched his...
LeBron James's spot of the most...
Googled?
Loved... Where's he from? He's from Ohio. So he has now taken LeBron James' spot. Was like the most loved athlete
out
of Ohio.
That's
and
bullshit.
Since dating Taylor Swift, he's taken... that place.
So what LeBron has done for Akron and Cleveland and Ohio in a whole.
By the way, this is just what,
like,
people posted.
Donating and things and giving back to a community. And then this motherfucker dates somebody and is suddenly
tip top.
Now, we don't know if he has what he's done for his community.
That
he
is
could
also
do
true,
a
but...
lot and we don't know about it. Mm-hmm. But it's just crazy.
Well,
the
people
level
are wearing
of...
Kelce jerseys to her fucking concert now, and no,
it's a lot. It's a lot. There were 17 cutaways.
People don't even know how to spell his last name.
It's hard.
Is it Kelce?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't think.
No.
Like Kelce, like the first name.
But if you're gonna Google, like, wouldn't you Google it if you were gonna do it? Like, hey, I'm gonna put Kelce on the back. I'm gonna.
Yeah. Oh, they're spelling the name wrong
they're
on the
spelling
jersey.
The, like people have made like jerseys and T-shirts like 87 and spelling the last name wrong.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Well, right? the level of fandom that comes with Taylor Swift is crazy.
I love the relationship. Do you guys think it's Kelsey looking for like a real true come up?
Yes. I know people personally who have like messed around with him, and he's just. Easton told me that back in the day, years ago, he said his dream girl was Taylor Swift. But
he said it a couple of times.
That's not his type, but maybe he doesn't have a type.
He's like, if I'm Taylor Swift, he's hot, he's stylish, he's tall, he's fit. He plays football.
He's very hot. He's got mad swag.
It's like win-win for her. I don't know.
Somebody said it's either going to be a really great love story or a really fucking great album.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Here we fucking
We're
go.
Something out of it.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I was not a Taylor Swift fan until I heard Vigilante shit. And after that, I was like, yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch. Draw those cat eyes sharp enough
to kill a man. She makes 25 times more than Travis makes.
Well.
That's a lot of money.
And because he makes a lot of money.
There's a lot of money happening between the two of them. It's a lot of wealth. A
lot of wealth.
I got the press. A
lot of good looks. I like it. I'm rooting for them.
I think he's better looking than Taylor Swift.
Ah!
No?
I'm not going to comment because apparently the Taylor Swift fans, for someone who's very positive... These are not my words, but Travis Kelce's ex said that Taylor Swift fans are sending her death threats following cheating allegations. She said Swifties are aggressive, and she told an outlet, very negative, very hypocritical. It's really crazy to me that someone that I think is positive and really nice has such a negative and angry fan base.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Obviously, we don't stand for that. On the flip side, though, I do have to say, since you mentioned Taylor that one time a few episodes ago, we've gotten a ton of DMs to the podcast of very kind, nice, helpful fans who are like, here's a one sheet to help Lala get into like the Taylor fandom. So
we need that sheet.
I think there's probably some bad eggs, but also some. There's one girl. I'll shout. I don't have the name in front of me. So I'm sorry, but she did a whole blog and she was like, "Show this to Lala." Whoa. And I was like, "Oh my god, I haven't read it yet." But a whole blog, and she was like, I don't know if it's called a blog, but
she could have ChatGPT'd it.
GPT.
What is it called? What's it called?
ChatGPT. No, there's no way.
No, it's GBT, I thought.
No.
I'm Googling it. Are you sure?
Producer John shook his head. Which one is it?
It's GPT.
It is. You're wrong.
No, it's not B.
I swear to
God. Are you kidding?
No, you're right. You're right.
Oh.
What is it?
It's ChatGPT. I've been calling it ChatGBT.
Producer John.
The good thing is they both have the same sound in it. So.
Well, all I know is I don't use it. Is that how you've been doing your work, Jessica?
I wish.
Sending out emails. That's how you've been bringing in deals is through ChatGBT, GPT.
I wish. Everyone tells me you better. I have refused to use it for anything, writing anything, and everyone's always
I'll
like, you'll be left behind. And I'm like, let me just do my own shit now. And when I have to use it, I will. Like TikTok. I didn't get it until I had to.
Yeah. We haven't been on the TikTok in a while.
We should get,
no, I don't even scroll it, but I'm saying I should probably like
post on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get a TikTok.
We got to get it together. All right. Let's move on. Did we watch our favorite shows? Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. So a few episodes, let's start with OC. A few episodes have passed since we've been able to cover. And I like doing it in real time. But like the reunion has now come and gone. Here's the points I want to hit. When they are in, where'd they go on their trip? Was it Mexico?
When they are in.
I think they went on a trip to Mexico. You know when Jen called Ryan and she was like, if you are hooking up with chicks, this is what the women are saying.
Tell me now.
I could hear in his voice that the moment that she hung up, he was calling every bitch being like, you gotta shut the fuck up.
He was Tiger Woods in it.
He was on that line making sure that everyone had been silenced, right?
Yes.
The reunion has come and gone. They're still very much together.
the parasailing Vicky story. Do you remember? She's telling the group, don't go parasailing. She said, there was a woman who was parasailing near where I have a place. And a storm picked up and it broke. The line between the parasail the boat broke. And she was taken to a building. Is this woman just living on top of a building now?
Never to be get seen her? Again.
No, I immediately, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like The Hangover where Doug, right? Isn't it Doug? Not Doug. The one who's getting married is just like.
I think it's Doug.
Baking up there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Dougie.
Getting sunburnt.
I'm like, yeah. That woman. Like, someone do a wellness check, please.
She's still there. Oh, poor thing.
Heather feels picked on. She said she was going to go home. Heather was picked on all season. I don't get it. Because I
love her.
I love her.
Like, if she didn't have as much money as she has, no one would look at her the way they're looking at her. It's the combination of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, it's really hard to, like, I would assume, if you've got that kind of money, it's hard to, like, not wear that.
Yeah.
And relate, you know? Like, I'm sorry. I just sold my house for $55 million. I don't relate to you.
Yeah.
At all.
Yes. And yeah, I know I we're not that. On the reunion yet, but reunion ended and I was like, I love her. Love her. She just, I love her. She brought it.
She looked hurt.
Yes.
She looked very hurt the entire time. Like, I felt for her. And Tamra, that's my bitch, though. She's a fighting dog. I mean, she's reality TV gold.
Right.
Tamra's fantastic. With Heather, too, I give her credit. That's how I know she's a good person. This is my personal opinion. If I had a $55 million, say whatever you want to me. My feelings aren't going to get hurt. I don't care about you anymore, you know?
You think that.
Really?
Yes. I always said back in the day, because I would get my feelings hurt about everything. Every little thing affected me. And I remember my dad saying, Lauren, you're getting your feelings hurt about what people are saying, but you want to be in entertainment where people can write about you and everybody reads it. And I was like, well, when I make it, I'm not going to give a shit because it's like, look at where I am and look at where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are and I have to avoid it at all costs because it doesn't matter where I get in life. You're still a human being. And your $55 million is not going to give you a warm hug at night. Yes, like you don't have stress that some people have of like keeping food on the table and paying your bills, but you still want to be liked.
True.
You know?
Cliche, yeah.
And
yeah, that's
liked
a great point.
Not just for your money as well, because that starts to happen. You know?
By the way.
Start treating you different.
Mm-hmm.
More money, more problems.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
People become leeches.
Yeah.
Okay? I've seen it, and I don't have $55 million, but I've seen as I slowly climb this little ladder that people think they can fucking come for me. And you got to get the lawyers on deck because you can really come for whatever you want. Whether you win or not doesn't matter. It's still the headache. You still got to put money in to win it. But you could literally be like, you know what? You just kind of pissed me off today. And hopefully we'll settle.
Right.
Get off my dick.
Get off her dick.
Get off my dick. Do you guys believe that Heather called Gina and Emily losers?
I mean, I love Heather. I could see her maybe saying that, but not in like a passionate way or just like more of a fiery way, like an offended, like when you're hurt,
like when she
you're
was
trying
hurt.
To hurt someone else.
Well, I don't care.
Why
they're
do
losers.
You not? Yeah. I don't care.
Like in that, like if something was said about her, I could see her saying it like, well, I don't care what they think. They're losers.
Heather claims that she was talking about Noella, who was on, I believe, last season. Now, Noella was the stack of vaginas, sweet baby James or whatever. You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
the lawyer.
Yes.
They were getting divorced. And by the way, do you know what the game was that Heather called porn?
No.
That Noella, I don't know if you watched last season, but Noella gave Heather's daughter a game. And it was... She kept calling it, like, porn.
Okay.
She's like, you gave my daughter porn. And Noella was so offended. She's like, I did not know that I gave her porn. It was Cards Against Humanity.
I was going to say, Cards Against Humanity.
I figured.
Yeah. It's a good porn.
Which is freaking awesome. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, come on. Because it says like things about like tits and like whatever.
Well, yeah,
like,
because you can put your own thing together.
No, it's extremely offensive and inappropriate. Yes. And I love it. Because in this day and age, I need a little bit of an area where I can be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Cards Against Humanity, what do you meme? So fun.
It's so much fun. Yeah. By the way, they sent us like the giant pack. Cards Against Humanity did.
That's so nice.
We have to play that again.
We're taking it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about the reunion really quickly.
Let's do it.
I feel like it ended on a great note. Gina screaming, my kids, my children at, what's her name? Shannon.
Yes.
I had chills.
She brought it. She was a star. She was a bad bitch. She was like, she reminded me of you. I'm going to get dragged for this because people are like, oh my God. But she reminded me, she like collected, but she knew exactly what she was going to say. She was great.
I have chills just talking about her. So I have not been a huge, I've always liked her. But you know, people, when you see them, you're just drawn to them. For some reason, I'm like, I enjoy her. I don't want her to go anywhere. But I'm not drawn. After this reunion, I'm like, I'm obsessed with you. She's funny. She's got the New York grit. And watching her talk like that, I'm so happy that Shannon, from what I've read, is getting the help that she needs. She's not drinking right now. I've heard that the Tres Amigas and their show, in solidarity of Shannon and what she's going through, are not drinking. But I think that's a good call, because I've noticed with Shannon, she's not remembering a lot of things that she says, and it's destructive. And to bring in CPS and Gina's kids and have those two in the same conversation is so beyond reckless. And then Shannon not remembering. There are times where I watch this show and there are some people who go for the jugular. Like, that's what I do like about Vanderpump Rules is, yes, Tom Sandoval has said some dirty things about my child, right? Not about my child, but said stupid things about me conceiving her. But there are some shows where I'm like I would see Red and climb across the room and like pull your eyes out.
Right.
It was crazy to me that she would even think that that was okay and not just apologize.
Exactly. And I love when she said, what are my kids' names? What are my kids'
oh
names?
Oh, my God.
Like, great. And she's like, well, she named one. And then she's like, the rest are slipping my mind. That's a great point. You're sitting there talking about CPS, something so, that is so serious. That is so serious. You don't just throw that around. Like, children being involved, and I don't get what Shannon was saying, but Shannon came back and saying like, though that's not what I meant.
Oh, please. How long did it take her to come up with that?
I know.
Skewed.
This
is what that if blah, blah, blah happened. Yeah. It was like, just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop trying to take every avenue to get out of this and just apologize so we can all move on. Her saying that though, Jess.
Yeah.
What are my kids' names? And then just pounced.
Yep.
Oh.
It was amazing.
It was good, so but I feel good. Like there was resolution. And I really, really hope next season they bring Tamara back again, and I really need Vicky back.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Because the episode before the reunion, Vicky was sobbing. It was iconic about the way the women were treating each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so toxic. And I'm like, maybe she's outgrown it. Maybe she just wants to be the friend.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to get down and dirty, but I think it's in her blood. Because if you remember the time that we talked about where she was like, your partner's not right for you. They're like, are you talking about Ryan? Who's Ryan? Her partner. So she's still got the messiness in her, right?
Let's be honest. Tamara and Vicky back on this season made it what it is. I mean, there's no, I just feel that way.
I do love the Tres Amigas. I really want to go to one of their shows.
Oh my God, yeah.
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 So fun.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Let's jump into New York. I'm really not a fan of Psy and Aaron right now.
Psy has been, and I wasn't expecting this at the beginning of the season, very hard for me to connect with.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I'm not feeling connected to you. I'm not, I don't want to say I'm like not feeling you, but I'm just not. I don't know.
Which it was the opposite at first. I was like super into Psy and Aaron, and Jessel was the one I was like, I'm just not, I don't get it. But I mean, Psy and Aaron, watching the two of them in their scenes together is like very hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like which one? The parrot?
The last two episodes of them talking about Jessel's relationship and her marriage and just the way that they go about it. It's not two people that are concerned.
No, it's more shit talking.
Two catty bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's very uncomfortable to watch.
The one thing I say Psy over, I didn't include Aaron because that's the one saving grace. Is she did the parrot thing, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna take her off my like list, but Psy's still up there. Like, you know, the parrot where she dresses the parrot. I'm like, okay, there's right. a tiny ounce of sense of humor. Because the way she at the store and she was like, she called me a fucking parrot?
See, I'm on the same page as you. I was like, the parrot thing. Like, she's so upset about it when you've literally been questioning, like, her husband and him being faithful to her. But you're upset about a fucking parrot comment?
Right. Which, by the way, I love Jessel and her husband.
I do,
too. At first, at the beginning, when she was feeling so not confident and she was saying, we haven't had sex. I was like, oh.
Do you believe that they had sex?
I always think there's something when like a couple hasn't had sex and there's an energy or a way maybe the woman or the man talk about them, their partner like or feel about themselves and then they have sex and you can tell like, oh, you guys are back into it. I think they're back into it.
I think they're back into it too.
Really? Because I could care less. I don't like them.
You don't like Jessel?
No, I don't like Jessel. No, I don't. I like Psy better. Yeah, I don't like the cattiness, but no, I don't like Jessel. Like the
why?
Way she portrays herself.
Hot take.
I don't know. Like lower your voice when you speak to me. It's like, come on now. You started things. I don't like Jessel. I don't like the husband with her. Like when she was like, I'm cold. And he was like, oh yeah. Well, like you could give me your jacket. Oh, well then I'll be cold. It's like, I just don't like, I hate them together. There's just something I dislike.
God.
I don't like them.
Yeah. Okay. No, I love this take.
And I don't know if other people are going to agree with me, but there's just something about her like that. She just thinks she's just a bit better than everybody for whatever reason. And it's like you have to. And
I so do not get that anymore.
Mm. I still do.
I like that. Okay, great
no,
take.
And I see him in like, I don't know, this trip that he's going to Asia.
That I'm like, who cares? Yeah, of course.
Well, not
it's
only
an
that,
open
but
ticket.
It is an open ticket. But it's like, are you meeting somebody there and you're waiting for their trip to be fun with yours? Or why are you waiting? If you were going, because he did say, I like to go for 4 days to get out.
Right.
So why haven't you gone? Are you waiting to meet somebody? I don't know. It seems a little weird to me if you love to get away for 4 days and fly to Asia.
Well, he said that the ticket was not, like, open yet.
How is a ticket not open yet?
I don't know. I'm not traveling to Vietnam on the regular.
This is
you
for
know?
The run, right? Or whatever?
It's
the run. It's a run, I thought, right?
What?
A run?
What are you talking about?
I thought it was like a Vietnam, like, race.
No, I thought you just
going... doing it for mileage. Race? What the fuck are you talking about?
Said mileage. And I think I was just, like, out of it last night. And I was thinking, like, mileage, running. He must be doing, like, some sort of, like, marathon in Vietnam. I was so confused.
No, he wants to get the points. And I get that. That's something mom would do.
Oh, for sure.
Mom would be like, 3 for 1. 3 for the price of 1. And look at all that mileage.
So is he waiting for a good time for all the miles?
And by the way,
maybe.
He's flying first class, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't care. All I'm saying is he wanted to go for the 4 days to get away. And now I go when I want. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I guess we will never know.
We'll never know. And I'm not saying he is cheating, but it's just weird.
The longer they're on the show, the more people come out and talk. For real.
Yeah.
How did you feel about... I love Sai's husband. I may not mess with her, but, like, she's actually okay in my book because I love her husband so much. And when he apologized to Uba...
Loved that. You didn't like it?
I loved that.
Oh, okay. I couldn't...
He was like, I was trying to give you a compliment, and, like, that's not the way to do it, is ask... I always... We've talked about this on the podcast. I hate when people are like, why are you single? You're such a great girl. And it's like, that's why I'm single. Because I'm so fucking great.
Yeah.
That none of these men...
Can touch it.
Can take my greatness.
Right.
You know?
I loved that moment of him. Beautiful. And I loved when he was talking to Jessel and he said, all I've heard her ever say about you is she wants to connect with you, Sai, talking. And it helped Jessel be like, okay. He just is very collected and I think he's very mature and I think he doesn't feed into the drama.
No, he probably keeps her like.
He's grounding.
Grounding for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about on this topic before we jump in very quickly to Salt Lake, I died when Sai, because Uba tells her, like, I'm seeing someone in Connecticut.
Oh, granted, can we talk about her Uba sleeping with somebody in Central Park? She's a freak.
Oh,
yes, she is.
When I heard that, I was like, I would not expect that.
She's so sexy to me.
She's way hot.
She's stunning. That look with the braids.
Oh my God.
Done the confessional look.
Every time. The confessional look. She's so freaking hot.
No, that's my
favorite.
And then
her in the little snow bumper car thing with that puffer jacket and the dope pants and the hair slicked back with the big gold. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. And I think if it were anyone else, I'd be like, this bitch signed up for a reality show. She can't be mad that they were talking about it. We're all going to see this at some point. But because it's Uba, I'm like, Sai, why did you go tell Uba's secret?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it when in Sai's confessional, she's like, should the difference between telling Aaron and telling Bryn is when I told Aaron, I was like immediately regretting it. I should not have said that. When I told Bryn, it was like, I shouldn't have told her, but, like, she promised she wouldn't tell anybody. And I thought of Horton. Here's a who.
What part?
Horton rolls up to, like, his little friends, and he's like, you can't tell anybody. And the friends are like, we're not going to tell anybody. And if we do, we'll tell them not to tell anybody. And Horton goes, perfect. And it's so true. It's like, if I'm telling you a secret, someone else's secret, and I tell you not to tell, then it's on your head to tell. Right? Because I told you not to tell anybody.
But you shouldn't have told in the first place.
That's the logical way
that's
of thinking.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I need to confide in somebody about this.
Well, yeah. That's why I feel like when Bryn said it.
That was messed up.
It was messed up, but I feel like Bryn, like even her, she's like, fuck it. I'm the one who just said it. Sai has to live with, fuck, I'm the one who knew and then said it.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I'm out of here. Bryn's like, where's the other shots?
Yeah, you know, right?
Who gives a fuck?
Sai's like, fuck you, Bryn. Happy fucking birthday. Fuck you, Bryn.
She's like, okay.
Bryn's like, whatever.
I don't have to deal with it. The repercussions are on you.
Bryn's like, this is child's play.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Like the shit I've been through. left at 2 years old without a diaper change for weeks on end. I'm not really fucking worried about this.
About your boyfriend and CT.
Perspective. Because she also found a beautiful tree for her grandmother that had ducks.
Oh, yeah. That with the bench under it.
Bench. You know, she's like, you know what? You cannot screw up my vibe.
Yeah.
You're having sex with someone in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Shake it off, baby.
Shake it off, honey.
Because Uba's Uba hot. So
I'm Uba like, hot.
I need to order some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. SLC, we'll run through this very quickly. I never thought that I would say this, but I am feeling for Angie K.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith is really, earth. Why does she's like on a roll, dude. Every season so far, it's been like, I've heard rumors about her husband. Like, first of all, like what's the Whitney said, she was like, it's like copy paste. It's like, take this one out, copy and paste someone else's name. I'm like, we gotta stop talking about the husband.
Let's talk about the husband.
I'm like, okay, we need a new storyline for you. It can't always be about someone's husband. So fucked up, by the way. Andy was very offended by it as well. Mm-hmm. Andy Cohen, because I watched a tad of like when he did Watch Robins Live with Angie. He's like, so inappropriate for anyone to be talking about this. I love that Angie's husband was like, it's less of like a gay straight thing for me. For me, it's like about the infidelity. Like, I wouldn't cheat on my wife.
Right.
I don't think he has, but only time will tell. Right? Because there are people, I always say where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's...
But there are a lot of people who are very scary and they'll just say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're lunatics.
But Utah also is like, it's Utah, and I know that's going on over there.
What? Cheating?
Yeah. Like, there's swingers. Like, I mean, I can't even remember the girl's name.
There
but
are
they
some
got
freaks.
Her name, like, something Paul or Paul's. Yeah, something Paul. But they went huge for a scandal because they were swingers.
Oh.
And, like, when you go shopping in Salt Lake or in Utah and you have an upside down pineapple, that was the indication that you were a swinging family or couple. So,
where would you have an upside down pineapple?
Oh, you've
stores.
Never heard that?
Grocery store. So when you're grocery shopping, if you have one and like another swinging couple sees you, they'll have one and then you can be like, okay, we'll mix and match. Get
they
numbered.
Did it with doormats too. Like you have a doormat with a pineapple, but it's faced.
Okay. A I live way. Yeah. under a rock.
But so Utah, I mean, that's the thing with Utah. And like, if I heard like there's boys about like bragging about hooking up with Angie's husband.
Oh, you've heard this before?
Well, that's what was on the show. They
that's
said,
what was the, on
yeah,
the show.
They said
yeah.
It. And for me, it's Small Lake City.
Okay.
So this shit, if it is true, there's somebody that I would know, I feel like, that would have already said something.
So you don't feel like
it's true?
I don't
think it's true.
I don't think it's true either.
It's Small Lake City, and in my opinion, it would have been true.
Right.
It would have come out.
And I think back in the day, it was like Angie said, oh, he's a hairstylist, he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Not
where it's like
facts at all.
Not facts. At all. We live in a day and age where, like, there are football players who are openly gay, right? Like,
yes.
Hairdressers who are straight. Like, I don't... It's such a weird way of thinking. And to even say something like that, number one, like, what if that were true?
That's my point. It's the saying, yes, what if that were true? That's so dicey. You don't do that to someone.
You don't. Number one, you're fucking with this guy's family. Number two, let's say that that's true. That is, you don't get to choose when this person comes out.
Exactly.
Not, you're right, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
As my daughter would say.
Shut the fuck up.
Starting to see where it's coming from.
Easton, I want to know this very quickly. Okay, by the way, I'm dead over Monica going to the old folks' home with her grandmother and her mom. And
not
the grandma's
here.
Like, you don't use that language, Monica. Not here.
Not the sick language. What is she?
Not the sick language.
Not this sickness here.
She's like, sorry, Nana.
I was repeating what Mom said.
They need their own show. I was obsessed with that entire scene.
I'm obsessed with her. I have a new reason to watch Salt Lake.
She's fantastic and she's beautiful. How do you feel, Easton, growing up in Utah, how do you feel about Heather being so concerned with Lisa Barlow's son choosing to go on a mission?
I mean, I have I have a roommate who was Mormon, went on a mission, and he is no longer. I have five people who I know who went on missions who are no longer Mormon.
Right.
And I just feel like seeing what maybe she's seen, I don't know much about it, but from what I've seen, it's very, I don't know, it's almost a manipulation in my opinion.
To go on a mission?
To go on a mission. I mean, and to hear him talk about it, he was saying he hasn't even read the Book of Mormon.
It is very strange that he hasn't read
the Book
of Mormon.
All my homies had read it multiple times before going on their mission.
Right.
And they read it the like right before their mission to just like script up on it. Like
right.
learn. And for him, it's almost like, are you going to like make your parents proud for whatever reason?
I don't think that's it, because they don't care. Do you think that it's a way because he doesn't really know what he wants to do and his mom was hounding him about going to school? You need to go to school, pick a college. What do you want to be when you get older? This is where you can have 2 years of going. And although I like the purpose of it, like doing God's work, the Book of Mormon, when you insert that, just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I have yet to have someone tell me that they've had a positive experience in the church. There's a lot of pressure. Doesn't make much sense. I don't know that because you and I are kind of outsiders to it, it's never really been shoved down our throats
and
by our family.
Like, yeah. So it's like that's my thing. That's what I've been taught.
But do you think Heather maybe feels protective of other people? Like she doesn't want them to
experience what she did?
Yeah.
I think so. And I mean, the only thing that you can do is throw out your opinion about it, but let them do what they do. And hey, if he has to go down that road and learn what you learned without listening to you, then you got to learn it that way.
And
but I don't think he'll, number one, has he gone yet? Has he?
I don't know if he's gone yet.
Has he even got a fucking mission call?
No, but I think he's about to. I think at this point in this season.
Like, that's what I want to know. Like, there is a lot of things that I want to know. Like, because on a mission, you can choose in-state.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You used to be able to. This was when I was 18, when everybody on, like, this
really?
Whole mission.
Really, Ethan, you have a choice.
No, you have one choice, and it's in-state or you can go abroad.
Okay.
And so I had a buddy go, he wanted to stay in-state, and he went to Ohio, of all. And then Danny Bowen wanted to stay in state. Shout out him. He went to Washington.
Okay.
So you can choose that. But if you don't care, then they'll usually put you where God says you should be.
Well, he said, I'm giving my farewell talk this Sunday at 12. That was on July 12th. So he absolutely knows where he's going.
Who does God tell? Like, God, I don't know, like,
you.
Where, oh, God tells you.
Yeah.
No, well, God doesn't tell you. You have no choice.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The church
yeah,
decides.
So
God
the
tells
yeah,
the church.
So God, yes, God decides where you go.
Got it.
And then it just spoken through your, whomever is leading your church. What
By the way,
called?
He could have a he could have a fantastic experience.
No, he could. I hope he has a great experience. But
and stay in the church and have, like, the best life,
like,
in the world, just, you know,
he's calling
God's
garments
work.
The G's. He's like, yeah, I gotta wear the G's. I'm like, oh no,
that in itself is enough for me to say fuck that. Fuck
like,
that.
All right, well,
I'm sweating all over myself.
But I mean, for me, if I have a child, I will never put like that religion in front of his face.
What if he decides, like, you know what, I've looked into religion and this one seems to resonate with me?
All right, give it a shot, kid.
All right, I love that.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Answer.
I'm just not, like, I'll put religion in front of his face, but I'm not going to be like, this one's, right?
Yeah,
you know?
For
but
me.
But I'm not
going
to, like, just dismiss it at all. Like, it's not here. He can pick, but I'm just going to back of the pile.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hate that religion.
We were going to leave on such a good note, too.
I never leave it on good notes.
Well, we had an experience with my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is not.
Oh, this is what the Mormon religion is? Oh, okay.
Well, it's just like the way that we were kind of treated. It was just like, if this is the God that you believe in, like, that is not mine at all.
Right.
I don't treat people the way, especially like my family.
My family.
So let's come off that. Let's move to the ache and relief of the week. I will kick us off. Lincoln County District Judge, so this is in Oklahoma, Tracy Soderstrom, could be removed from office for sending more than 500 texts during a murder trial of a 2-year-old. I was in shock.
Texts from the bench or texts about the trial?
She was literally sending text messages during the trial. This 2-year-old was beaten to death. And the mother was talking, and she was sending messages to over 500, some of which were to people in the room saying that the mom was a liar. And I immediately thought to myself, this shouldn't even be a question of she could. Was she? Did she do this? Let's investigate. No, I watched you on your phone with the cameras in the courtroom, on your cell phone. 500 texts were exchanged during a murder trial. You are no longer in a position of power. Get the fuck out.
No question. That's horrific. So that's disgusting.
Yeah, I'd like to take this time to express that that is my ache of the week. These are people in positions of power in our court system. Make it fucking end. Let's like do a cleansing. And again, her name is Tracy Soderstrom out of Oklahoma, Lincoln County District Judge.
Shame.
Boo.
Shame.
Boo.
Shame.
Shame.
I actually have two reliefs of the week.
My reliefs might be the same as yours.
I love two reliefs.
So I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday on my story. It happened, I think it happened Friday night, that our governor, Gavin Newsom, signed off on Pinky's Law, which will make it so that judges and people in the family court system have to go through training to spot if a child is in danger. If a parent comes in and says, there is violence in the home, I don't want my child in the home, and the parent who is making this situation happen can't come in and be like, that's not happening, this person's lying, a judge and people in the court system will be able to have the knowledge where they can spot it. They can be someone who says, this kid will be traumatized. And it's also going to draw the line of, we can't have reunification camps because that'll traumatize a child. They just have to be more educated. So Gavin Newsom finally signed off on that. Huge, huge win in the state of California.
Woohoo!
Sorry, every time I talk about that, I get so fumbly.
No, you don't. That's amazing. Bravo,
I hope that
Gavin
makes sense. I know. I'm very, very, very proud of our governor. Also, my other relief of the week is I am turning 5 this weekend.
Whoop, whoop.
Woohoo!
5 years sober. I'm going to go to Palm Springs with Easton and my mom and Ocean, my older brother, my sister-in-law, my niece and nephew. I haven't seen them in a year and a half, like in person. We just FaceTime. So that's what I'm going to do to celebrate.
So proud of you, Law. So proud. That's amazing.
And then I'm celebrating with all my friends that night.
Whoop, whoop. That's going to be
Chili's.
Baby boop, boop, back boop, ribs, boop, barbecue boop, sauce.
I can't fucking wait.
I can't wait.
So
sliders. Oh, I'm wearing my Chili's gear, too.
Yes. Wear the Chili's
I know.
Gear.
You guys, if you have extra Chili's gear, let me wear it.
I have extra Chili's gear. I've got you. All right, Easton, what's your ache and relief, babe?
My relief is going to Palm Springs and doing that. And also the shows that we've done and then will do. So
I love that.
It's new. It was very fun, and I'm excited for tonight. And then my ache is just pretty much humanity right now in a whole. I feel like we all need to look in the mirror and do one thing better.
I feel
like everything's going south in a lot of different directions and all over the world. So I don't know. I don't want to pick and choose one, just humanity. Take a look in the mirror. Do something good for you, for somebody else, and smile while you do it.
Oh, TT, I love you.
So that's my ache.
Good. That's a great ache.
That's a good ache. My relief.
Okay.
is. So I'm going to preface this by saying really quick, I wasn't going to talk about jujitsu again because I get it. That could be
I was
annoying.
Hoping because your video.
It could be annoying. I get it. And when people used to talk about CrossFit, I'd be like, get off it. But then ye old DMs started blowing up ever since I talked about it a couple weeks ago with listeners being like, asking me questions or being like, I just put my kids in it. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to talk about it. I finished my first official week of classes, jujitsu classes at 10th Planet Burbank, which I was holding off on forever because I was so scared. So scared. Coach Josh kept being like, you're ready. I promise you. Just go into class. And I was like, no, one more week with you, one more week. I'm still doing private sessions with him. I always will. He teaches the classes. I was scared. It's all men. I'm like, I'm going to be humiliated. I'm going to be partnered with people who are like, oh, I have to work with her because it's like black belts and everything. Everyone was so nice, so encouraging. It was all men, which.
You're such a badass.
No, I couldn't
which.
Never.
They were just, nobody was like annoyed with me. As a matter of fact, they like would help me through the drills, because you're partnered with someone and you go off and do a drill. And I would be like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And they would just walk me through and then encourage me as Coach Josh walked around, and he was like, good job, and would adjust things. I had so much fun. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
That makes me so happy for you. And you posted on your story last night or something. It was,
I did.
You look, you're, I was practicing with Kyle.
I loved how he was like, I was trying to have a peaceful Sunday.
He did too. Saturday? No, he said it to himself all set. It was Saturday. Yeah. He was like, I just, he said, I like rolled him once and I went, I was like, again. And he was like, I'm just trying to have a relaxing Saturday.
But by the way, when you do that, it makes me super horny.
Thank
the
you position, so much.
The positions that you get into while you whoop these guys' ass, I'm like, I'm a little turned on. Is that weird?
I love this.
So no, are you going to take it up?
You. I
don't
wish.
You think the position?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have to.
Well, you said that the other day when I was like, rolling, I showed you the moves with Sean.
Most guys are doing it with guys, but I mean, most even guys, if I was doing it with a guy, I'm seatbelt.
Anyone
I'm
doing
something
it,
touching
I'm like,
me like that, I got a seatbelt or duct tape, really? Something.
You could put a cup on to block your boner, I think.
I don't know. I think that's just putting a hood over it.
But that being said, women, I encourage them to go, because I've gotten a lot of DMs from women being like, but I'm so scared. I can only speak for 10th Planet Burbank. They are so respectful. So they make you feel so comfortable. I've had just nothing but a positive experience. My ache of the week has to do with that, is I have a little bit of a cold. So I didn't go to class this morning, and I probably won't go Wednesday.
Everyone's getting that cold.
Yeah,
I was knocked out all weekend.
Yeah, and I had to... Because you can't roll with people. You're like face to face.
Oh, see, I would. I'm kind of like Oprah with cars, but with sickness. You know, like you get
Emmy,
some sickness.
You
get some sickness. And then by the time I get home, I don't got any sickness to give out.
You gave it to everyone else.
Yeah, that's how I think about it.
We didn't leave the house all weekend.
Oh, I was walking. Ross, CVS. I was handing it out.
Oh, spreading the love.
I mean, I got it. Maybe I got it from you, Ethan.
Right?
But can I tell you, Ocean had it, and she had like green for one day and literally kicked it the next. Like the next day, she was great. After... If you can get one night good sleep, you'll rest it off. Like today, I feel 5-star now.
Good. Well, today, technically, Wednesday, I'm healed. I'm better. I'm manifested.
Manifest it, girl, because we got a live show tonight.
Woohoo!
You guys, I had the best time on this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed. Happy hump day. I love you all, and I will catch you next week, or I'll see you tonight at the Give Them La La live show.
Hey.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.